Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed.
On the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Following the designation of Monroe County's new Orange Zone, Strong Memorial and Highland Hospitals will be enacting zero visitation policies. Your Medicine says both hospitals fall into the Orange Zone, and the decision is being made to help flatten the local COVID-19 curve. Highland Hospital suspended visitation effective last night, while Strong Memorial's restrictions will go into effect tonight at 8 p.m. There are some exceptions to the zero visitor policies, however, so I guess this is not technically zero visitor policies. They should work on a different name for that. The exceptions include cases involving pediatric patients, patients in labor or postpartum, end-of-life circumstances, and instances involving patients living with cognitive issues. So there are some exceptions to that still, though. More of the ramifications of being in the Orange Zone.
Okay, let's talk about our students that are off at college. The state of New York, massive task ahead, which was testing all of these students that went to SUNY schools before they left campus to go home for Thanksgiving break. We have an update on that. So an announcement was made yesterday, actually, by the SUNY chancellor, and he said that 788,000 tests were conducted between November 8th and November 23rd. Of those tests, all campuses, like, pooled together, had a positivity rate of 0.63%, which means fewer than 1,000 students tested positive across all SUNYs and all CUNY colleges and universities throughout the state of New York, which,
it's good.
To be honest,
it's really good.
That's a pretty good number.
Well, that's where we were as a region not too long
right.
ago.
The students who tested positive are now in isolation and being monitored by public health officials in the area. And approximately 880 students are isolated in quarantine on those campuses. So they just didn't get to go home. They just went right back into their dorms or what have you.
Ugh, yeah, man. All right, moving on to the TPXY feed. Rite Aid pharmacies are expanding their COVID-19 testing efforts. The company says people 13 years old or older will be able to use self-swab nasal tests at its no-charge testing locations. Previously, the test could only be used for people 18 and older. Parents or legal guardians must be present with children under 18 and consent to them being tested. Government-issued IDs will also be required. All tests are overseen by pharmacists, and those looking to get tested do not have to be symptomatic. Rite Aid currently has about 300 testing sites nationwide. Appointments can be made online.
All right, a lot of people weighing in, excited for Thanksgiving tomorrow, happy to be back with their families. Maybe they're just regarding the rules, which I don't condone, but do what you got to do, I guess. Can't tell you what to do. Governor Cuomo obviously put a cap on gathering in homes of 10 people for Thanksgiving dinner, and he's talking a little bit more about that and the exercise of caution when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, because we talked about it before, Corey. Sure, we're not seeing these cases pop up at places like gyms or what have you because we're masked and our guard is up, but it's when we're vulnerable and around people that we don't think it could happen to us. That's when things start to get real. The governor said this holiday season, if we stay on the track that we are right here, after Thanksgiving, we are set to have a positivity rate of nearly 12% in the coming weeks. So probably if that were to be the reality, we'd see it within 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. So just be very cautious this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My mom, I was talking to her yesterday, and she's like, should we wear masks in the house? I'm like, I mean.
Not a bad idea. Won't hurt.
If you, I mean, our house isn't like huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to hurt. You can't while you're actually eating dinner. I mean, that's an invention someone needs to come up with. How can we eat while still having
like
our masks
a mouth hole?
Yeah. Or just a tube. Just shoot the food right into the tube. Seal it up. Yeah, I don't know. It's getting a little matrixy.
Blend your Thanksgiving together. Drink it.
Okay, let's not ruin this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yes, but definitely try and tame it down from what it normally is. I think that's without question here. So, coming up in the TPXY feed next hour, I got an update on how many people say they plan on getting the COVID vaccine when it's available. We're heading in the right direction with that. I'm actually pleasantly surprised. We'll get to that around 8:25. Got to jump back into today's Savage or Sensible. We spoke with Ashley a little earlier. She wanted to know, and this is about her sister-in-law. She does not seem to like Savage or Sensible getting store-bought Thanksgiving sides, but pawning them off as your own. This is a fact she discovered last year, has kept it to herself. Wants to know if the move is a savage one by her sister-in-law, and then our side savage is, would it be savage to call her out at the table? I'm going savage, savage. Breezy is sensible, savage on this one. What do you think? Lots of people have thoughts on this. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you at 585-222-9800. If you can't get through, can also shoot us a text real quick. Plus, the poll is up at 98pxy.com. Go there or text in the keyword vote.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.